Hello there, my audio boomerians. It is February 17th, 2015. It is about 5:45 in the evening. I am driving home after work, and I'm going to, having just read the topic for tomorrow's February audio boo challenge, number 18, I'm going to regale you with my answer. All right, so the topic is, can you remember the last time you laughed so loud that it hurt? And in fact, I do. And it was probably going back several weeks now. Maybe even, I would maybe say a month. I was in the kitchen with my wife, and she had just finished ironing something, I believe. Or something like that. I'm not exactly sure. I think she was using the ironing board. And we also had this clothes hanger, sort of clothes dryer contraption, wire clothes dryer, in the kitchen, opened up. And as she grabbed the ironing board to pull it towards me, for some reason she was coming towards me, well, it hooked onto the, I can't even think about this without laughing, it hooked onto the clothes rack, you know, the drying rack, and it was, she was pulling it along, but at the beginning, she didn't realize she was doing so. Now, this is not going to seem that funny to anybody listening to this, but it was just watching her pulling, and this thing's following her, and it was like, she was doing it so nonchalantly, because it was, it seems so innocuous. You know, she's just going along, and she found the ironing board was a little bit heavy, and then she turns around and realizes what I'm smirking at, and she starts laughing, and that made me laugh even harder. But you'd think she would have stopped pulling the ironing board at that point. No, she continues to come towards me, laughing her head off, trying to get going. This thing hooked on. And we're both laughing so hard. We both end up slowly going down to the. She ended up sitting on the floor. I ended up sitting on the floor. My daughter walks into the kitchen and wondering what the heck is wrong with you people. And we're just laughing and laughing and laughing. And it was funny. It hurt. I remember laughing so hard that it hurt. And that was basically the last time that I ever laughed that hard, that I was crying at the end. I just had tears. And that was phenomenal. I feel great when that happens. And this past weekend, we laughed a bit too, like that. Not perhaps as strongly, but, we did have a good guffaw, as I like to call them. Yeah, it's always fun to have those, especially when they're spontaneous, when you just don't, you know, when it's something really innocuous and it's just because everybody's had maybe a long week or whatever, and you just want to let loose, you know, and just laugh. Yeah. So that's it. That's my February number 18 entry, and short and sweet. And I'm stuck in traffic going home, and it's minus 12. A balmy minus 12 compared to the minus 20s that we've been having lately. But unfortunately, I got some rather disappointing news from the Weather Network, which is our local, I guess, national weather station. I mean, we do have the Environment Canada Weather Bureau in Canada that actually takes care of doing the forecasting and anything to do with the climate and meteorology, but the Weather Network is actually a private company that has a television program and a television channel. That's what I was trying to get at. And they also have an app, a free app that you can download, and it gives you the weather. It's actually very well done. Now, I've used other weather websites in the past. There's Weather Underground, and I think there was weather.com from from the United States, but I always found them to be not as accurate, especially for Canadian forecasts. I suppose because they use the American climate model, whereas the environment, the weather network uses their own meteorologists to interpret data coming from Environment Canada's sensors and Environment Canada's weather stations, including Environment Canada's climate model, which is very, very important, because when they do model climate and meteorology, that's how they do their predictions. And their algorithms are a little bit different than, say, another country, even if that country is going to perhaps have some overlapping sensors in that other country, in your own country. So, for instance, weather.com or the Underground Weather Network, both of those, I'm sure, have readings or get data from sensors that are picking up some information from Canada, maybe close to the border, but it has problems specifically with those cities that are more inwards of the country in itself. So something like Montreal. Mind you, Montreal is not that far away from, say, the border of Vermont or the border of New York. So maybe some of the more northerly weather sensors in New York and Vermont would pick up some of the weather patterns and systems that are affecting Montreal, definitely. But overall, they're going to have an American slant to it, especially with their climate models. So that's perfectly normal. So, but all that to say that Weather Network today announced and predicted that we will have cold temperatures right into the first few weeks of March. And it just breaks my heart. Mind you, it's incredible that today is February 17th already. Where has the time gone? But as I mentioned way back at the beginning of the February challenge, one of the things I like about February is the fact that because you're anticipating every day for the topic and maybe preparing a little bit as to what you're going to say, and or just doing them and looking forward to listening to them as well, the month goes by like that. And it's just incredible. And I mean, I don't want time to go too fast, but at the same time, I want the winter to leave us. Oh, it's been a terribly cold winter. We've had the coldest January on record in the last, I think, 10 years. And February doesn't look all that much better. But, you know, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel, because mid-February, you know, we're getting sort of over that hump. We're going to start seeing the month of March. And although the month of March is traditionally, as I've said before, the month of storms here in Montreal, and we can get wallops of 40 to 50 to 60 centimeters, although we haven't seen things like that in years, but it's not uncommon. What's nice is usually the weather gets milder for those kind of storms to come, which means that if it's going to be this cold into early March, we're not going to get as much snow. And in fact, there isn't really all that much snow around. Yes, of course, there's snow because it's been so cold it hasn't melted. But we did have a little bit of a melt sort of mid-winter that did get rid of a lot of snow. And we got some freezing rain and rain that took care of quite a bit of melting of the snow. So that's it. A little bit of weather recap. And my February number 18 for the February Audio Boom Challenge. Audio Challenge Boom. Boom! There goes February. All right. Enough of this. So take care. Thanks again for listening, as always. And have a good evening or a good day. Bye.